black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the podcast. This is episode 188 and I'm Raven. Let's get right into things. Paper straws and other green solutions are more toxic than plastic, study finds. New research published in the journal Food Additives and Contaminants reveals that paper straws and other, quote, environmentally friendly alternatives to plastic aren't nearly as good for the environment as the government claims they are. In fact, Belgian researchers found that many so-called green utensils are actually worse for the health of both humans and planet than their plastic counterparts. And this is because the presence of PFAS, poly and perfluoroalkyl-based substances, also referred to as forever chemicals, because they last for a really long time before breaking down and decomposing. So if that's in these straws, then that's not a good thing. And this is because of top-down laws. Yeah, plastics were supposed to be replaced with plant-based alternatives that would be friendlier to the environment, but surprisingly, this new research shows that the plant-based alternatives actually contain more PFAS than plastics, rendering them worse for the environment and humans. To come to this conclusion, scientists analyzed the PFA concentrations of 39 drinking straw brands from 5 different materials: paper, bamboo, glass, stainless steel, and plastic. The worst offenders, paper straws, 90% of which were found to contain the deadly chemicals. Second in line was bamboo straws, with 80% of them loaded with PFA, and just 75% compared to the plastic, and 40% in glass straws. None of the stainless steel straws were found to contain any PFAS. So therefore, it's not 100% recyclable if the PFA in these bamboo straws aren't decomposing. So we're really just making lateral moves. We're not really making forward moves. Mass study published by NIH suggests N95 COVID masks may expose wearers to dangerous level of toxic compounds linked to seizures and cancer. The surgical N95 mask was considered the gold standard protecting against COVID, but a study quietly reshared by the NIH in spring suggests the tight-fitting mask may expose users to dangerous levels of toxic chemicals. Researchers from Gyeongbuk National University in South Korea looked at two types of disposable medical-grade masks, as well as several reusable cotton ones. The study found the chemicals released had 8 times the recommended safety limit of toxic volatile organic compounds, TVOCs. Inhaling TVOCs have been linked to health issues like headaches, nausea, while prolonged and repeated has been linked to organ damage and even cancer. However, you can reduce the danger, they said, if mask is opened and left to sit for at least 30 minutes. This suggests the packaging of these masks could play a role in the amount of chemicals they have. The study was published in a journal, Ecotoxicology and Environmental Safety, and on the NIH's website. The researchers found that levels of TVOCs were 14 times lower in cloth masks and didn't pose a risk. This next story is just utterly ridiculous. It's plain old stupid. Small style. Handbag tinier than a grain of salt, sold for 5 figures at auction. The green handbag has a Louis Vuitton logo and, according to the bag's creator, is narrow enough to pass through the eye of a needle. A tiny knockoff Louis Vuitton handbag sold for $63,750. Almost 64 bands. The green bag, made by the New York-based art collective Mischief, measures in at 657 by 222 by 700 micrometers. That's smaller than a grain of salt and narrow enough to pass through the eye of a needle, the collective described in an Instagram post. The bag was on display in Paris earlier this month, mounted under a microscope, according to Vogue. It acts as a commentary on the impracticality of the ever-shrinking luxury handbags, Mischief's chief creative officer Kevin Weisner told the New York Times. And I can see a picture of it right now on X, and it's literally the tiniest little thing. And I see a big close-up of it, and it does have the Louis Vuitton logo on it, and it's got some of the other little symbols on it too. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's got 8 symbols on the outside and the logo in the middle, the L and the V, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 in kind of like the center of that square. And it's green. It looks like a little piece of it looks like it was carved out of a Jolly Rancher. And Mischief has made waves recently, a number of unusual creations, such as those big red boots, if you've seen them. They appeared everywhere online for a while. I know Seth Rollins wore them once on Raw. And if you remember, they're also the people that made the Satan shoes with Lil Nas X. Yeah, that's an incredibly small bag. That's just ridiculous. But I guess that was the point. Moving on, our next article, Fukushima radioactive wastewater released in the ocean may produce mutant animals, professor warns. Japan's dumping of treated radioactive waste from the Fukushima nuclear disaster into the Pacific Ocean could result in animal mutations, among other severe adverse ecological consequences, a life sciences professor warned. The radioactive chemicals that were put into the water, the radioactive chemical known as tritium, can have big impacts on marine wildlife. University of South Carolina Biological Sciences Professor Timothy Mousseau noted possible genetic alterations were not out of the question. Quote, tritium is radioactive hydrogen. It combines with oxygen to form radioactive water. Since there's currently no technology available to remove tritium from water, the wastewater is instead diluted. In a laboratory with much higher levels of tritium, we see genetic damage. We see effects on reproduction. We see effects on development and effects on longevity, as well as other negative effects, including genetic mutations. We don't know what will happen yet, but that potential is real. The disposal of the nuclear wastewater into the ocean has stirred anger among residents, fishermen, and restaurateurs, whose main staples include local seafood delicacies. Demonstrators in South Korea and Hong Kong held massive rallies last week in protest of the wastewater release. And I'm seeing pictures here. They've got videos all on X, the former Twitter. And I'm seeing pictures, and there is a lot of people out here in support of this. This is a lot more crowd than somebody like Biden could ever have come to their rallies. This is blocks and blocks and blocks into the horizon of people in South Korea and Hong Kong. While the United Nations approved the disposal of the wastewater into the Pacific, Japan's neighbor China has put a ban on Japanese seafood imports. And I don't blame them one bit. More headlines talking about Biden rollout of COVID restrictions, gaslighting, Democrat-led administration rolling out new COVID measures while claiming no new lockdowns coming. They are lying. They are gaslighting. Zelensky says Ukraine won't hold elections unless U.S. and EU taxpayers pay for them. Quote, I'm sorry, I will not hold elections on credit. I will not take money from weapons and give it to elections either, he says. He should just start a GoFundMe. Yeah, Zelensky reminds me of like the local crackhead that always wants to borrow something. They want to borrow your car. They want to borrow some milk, eggs, and fabric softener. They be trying to borrow your VCR. They want to borrow beer. They want to borrow a dollar. Tell them this. Zelensky, you need to borrow a job. Zelensky, maybe you should get a job application and get a part-time job. Then you can fund your elections. McDonald's is always hiring. Zelensky, don't be mad. UPS is hiring. And finally, and one more, 79 arsonists arrested in Greece for starting climate change fires. Politicians blame the blaze on climate change before the cause was even officially determined. Almost 100 arsonists responsible for devastating wildfires in Greece have been arrested Saturday, despite politicians first blaming them on climate change. The fires have killed over 21 people, injured 60 firefighters, and destroyed over 180,000 acres of land, making the blazes now the largest wildfires on record the EU has faced, according to Janez Lenarčič, European Commissioner for Crisis Management, who also blamed the fires on climate change. Yeah, those were his words when he tweeted this on X. And he had to eat crow. How's that taste? Politicians in the US and EU have been quick to blame recent wildfires in Hawaii, Italy, Canada, and Spain on climate change before official causes were even determined. Washington Governor Inslee insisted the only way to stop these climate change wildfires is to decarbonize the economy. And John Podesta blamed the Maui wildfires on climate change, and as well as the same situation in Greece. All they're trying to do is create a narrative, and they will never let a crisis go to waste because they're master manipulators. Oh, and here's a real doozy. Where do you hear this one? Yeah, the New World Order is going ham on this with this one. It's the central bankers. Downright despicable, disgraceful, and dishonorable. National Australia Bank now debanking customers for, quote, mean speech. Effective November 1st, 2023, the NAB, National Australia Bank, plans to start debanking customers who engage in mean speech. What does that mean? Well, it's literally saying if someone else's feelings become hurt by something a NAB customer says or does, the bank will take away their bank account as punishment. Yeah, the banks are really asking for it, man. They're trying to inflict a civil war. Plain and simple, they're instigating. No, this is bullshit. People need to consider this an attack on the people. But Australia has been in the grips of the New World Order for a long time. Yeah, the bank updated its terms and conditions to a way that now makes it look like it's maybe like a school and students. It says, any of their customers caught making profane, derogatory, discriminatory, or harassing comments to anyone or inflict psychological harm on someone else will face the ire of one of Australia's largest banks. The entire Commonwealth is compromised, tweeted the account of the Lion Advocacy's Daniel Ari Freeheit, MBA, LLB, whatever all that means. He says, look into dual citizenship and consider moving your savings to countries that respect property and speech. You know, on a related note, JP Morgan Chase debanked Dr. Mercola. That's so fucking disgraceful by these scumbags. Yeah, if you're guilty of this judge, jury, and executioner, I love how everybody can just pound their chest on their soapbox about how bad fascism is when, let's say, Trump's in office or something, just for example. But no one will talk about fascism when it's something like this that the shameful Bank of Australia are doing. It said, we may reasonably exercise one or more of our rights in these terms and conditions to suspend, cancel, or deny an account holder's access or use of the account, etc. All this corporate fascist garbage. Yeah, these banks are getting out of pocket. They're getting out of their lane. They need to stay in their lane. The banks are asking for it. I don't know, man. They really seem like they want to start some skirmishes with the people. So let me guess. I don't even want to get into it, man. But it's just bullshit because people are always saying, well, if it were true, somebody would speak out. Like, no matter what the situation is. If something was really that bad, somebody would blow the whistle. Like, people always say that. That's what the NPC mindset is. Complete morons. But the government would tell us. Or something like that. Or they wouldn't do it. The people would stand up. Look what happened the last time the people stood up. The Great Meandering. The Great Meandering is what I call it. And we'll just don't want to get into that topic either, but it's just crazy because this is the kind of stuff that's going to be continually happening all over in due time. I mean, JP Morgan did it to Dr. Mercola. A doctor. They're like, oh, well, a doctor would speak out. Yeah, they do. A lot of them have. And they've all been silenced and called crazy. When the only one that should be silenced and called crazy is Dr. Fauci. So disgraceful. But yeah, Australia fully in the grip of the
globalists.
They're in the clutches. They've been in the clutches. Basically, you consider that that's extreme left wing. So that's happening here. Rapidly. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the way the powers that be are censoring others. Censorship reflects a society's lack of confidence in itself. So you see all of these countries, especially here, obsessed over censorship, just so they can centralize power and solidify their control. Yeah. I think we need to cancel the banks. Let's cancel the central banks. That's what I'm talking about. Look, the country can be divided. That's fine. But once it gets to the point, more censorship, more crackdowns, more shutting down of opposition, more arresting of the opposition, more indictments of the opposition. There's only one thing at the end of that tunnel. Civil fucking war. And they're the ones instigating it. Biden admin to spend $1.4 billion in taxpayer money for development of more unnecessary COVID vaccines. Yeah, more that nobody wants to take except the NPCs, of course, who are dropping like flies. My pitch is this. They should do a sequel to The Grinch Stole Christmas, but this time involve not COVID-19, but WHOVID-19. Oh, now that'd be some great propaganda, man. They should do that. The World Order should pay me for that. He's got WHOVID-19. It has taken over Whoville. You must get your WHOVID vaccine. Are you in Whoville? What about the Hovids and the Hoovids and the Hovid-19's bullshit? Pumpkins. Pumpkins. Are you using lasers? All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the podcast, but thank you so much for joining me. And I will see you again soon on the next one. Bye. Just throwing this out there. Maybe we should end the podcast when we hit episode 200 just to have a nice little catalog archived away, because we're not getting a whole lot of viewers or listeners, rather. And it just seems like this is kind of a waste of time for like 11 plays in the last, 3 weeks? But let me know what you think. Let's see how the next, 12 episodes play out. But anyone that has listened, I thank you.